Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. A Thursday night edition of Overtime with the Youngest in Charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Number to hit us up, 1-800-636-1067. You can keep the conversation rolling with me on social media as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I'll be real. We're going to have the official with a capital O, DMV, the official commander schedule set to drop in exactly 1 hour and 20 minutes. Whole NFL Network ESPN extravaganza. We'll keep you up to speed with the NFL schedule as we roll throughout the course of the program. But this is all about the burgundy and gold tonight. And we've already seen several leaks already when it comes to the commander schedule. And I'll just say this, right? And mind you, I say this all the time, right? This is why we have the special relationship that we do. Me as a host, you as fans, I'm one of you. I'm as big of a fan as any of you are. Even with all of the optimism that I have surrounding this team going into 2026, the mock schedules that I've seen, and our pal Grant Paulson playing schedule Nostradamus for us here today, the schedule that's currently in front of me right now, and I've seen it confirmed by others, I knew based off of the divisions that we were going to have to play that this was going to be, it's going to be an uphill climb. You're going to have to chop some wood early on in the season. Ladies and gents, this schedule is daunting. This schedule is daunting, especially to start the year. You have, allegedly, and we'll get the official schedule release coming up at 8 o'clock, but one of the earlier leaks that we got was the season opener on the road at the Link against a pissed off Eagles team spearheaded by Jalen Hurts, defense spearheaded by Vic Fangio, Cooper DeJean and company. Why does the season opener against Philadelphia worry me? Why does the season opener against Philly worry me? I said it last week, and I've said it really throughout the course of this offseason. Washington is going to catch some teams with their pants down. What do I mean by that? They're going to walk in and people are going to be naked. I'm kidding. Washington, because they are installing two new systems, offensively, defensively, you're going to have the opportunity to catch some folks off guard. You have the benefit of no one really knowing what you are and who you are to this point. And obviously during the preseason and the joint practices, you know, there's going to be, you know, some water cooler talk around the NFL. People are going to get a little bit of a gist as to what it is and what it ain't with this group. But I think that's the biggest benefit right now. The best thing that the Commanders have going for them. And I love the offseason through free agency and the draft. The best thing they have going for them right now is the element of surprise. No one knows schematically what the offense is going to look like or what the defense is going to look like. More importantly, on offense, I really think there's going to be an element of surprise. Defensively, we expect the system, the scheme, to look very similar to what we've seen from Brian Flores and Durante Jones in Minnesota over the past several seasons. So there will be ways for teams to, you know, break down the film and get a leg up on what Washington's doing defensively. Offensively, I don't know if, and it's crazy, we get so caught up in the player personnel acquisitions. We have a first-time play caller and a first-time offensive coordinator that was on a practice squad as recently as 3-4 seasons ago. So, yeah, I have my doubts is a strong word. I am eager to see what it looks like. I have no clue what to expect. But the great thing is, neither do the Philadelphia Eagles. So that game, the season opener, is going to be a slobber knocker, right? On the road. Then week two, we don't have a time for this one yet. It's one thing we'll figure out coming up here at 8 o'clock. But week two, you take a trip to Dallas. If you've been listening to me all offseason long, I am probably more bullish on the Dallas Cowboys than anybody in this market. They revamped their defense in a real way this past offseason. Loved everything that they did. And it seems like, as we sit here on May the 14th, seems like they're playing nice with George Pickens too. So the big issue facing the Dallas Cowboys, we know it's a championship caliber offense defensively, right? Will the additions that they made in the offseason, will they pay dividends? What type of impact is Caleb Downs going to have, right? What type of impact is Jalen Thompson going to have? What type of impact will Rayshon Gary have, right? Look, I'm fascinated by Dallas. And I know it's the sexy thing to do here locally in D.C. is to downplay the Cowboys and act as if, oh, they're never going to get it right. Why would you ever believe in the Dallas Cowboys, huh? Well, newsflash, ladies and gentlemen. The powers that be in Dallas, the decision makers in Dallas, did a pretty damn good job this offseason. So that's your week two matchup, allegedly. And we're giving credit here to our schedule-making Nostradamus, our guy Grant Paulson. I'm reading this off of his X account. We'll get the official Commander's schedule drop at 8 o'clock. But until then, it is speculation city, ladies and gents. Because, look, I'm going to continue to roll through all of these opponents here and give you a little debrief on what it is and what it ain't in case you've been sleep at the wheel this entire NFL offseason. But, like, I was saying this to the fellas as they were exiting. This schedule looks daunting. It just does. And we haven't seen them on the grass yet. I'm excited as hell for what's going to happen 2 weeks from now. I'll be out there, boots on the ground, at the first voluntary OTA session for the Washington Commanders. And at that point, we'll get a little bit better of an understanding and a look in terms of what they want to accomplish. We'll see some 11-on-11 stuff. We'll get first depth charts and things of that nature. So there's a lot of information and a lot of data points still here in this offseason before I can give you concrete feelings about how I feel about this group. But I do know this. Just looking at this mock schedule that I got here in front of me, and more likely than not, like there's only one or two games on here that are in question. It's the week two game against Dallas and then the week 13 game, the week 17 game, I believe, against Jacksonville. When you look at this schedule, specifically in the first 6 weeks, at Philadelphia, at Dallas, home for Seattle, in London against the Colts, and then home against the Giants before traveling to San Francisco on Monday Night Football. That six-game stretch, 3-3? Is that the best case scenario? Like, I'm just looking at it being real here. We were picking seventh for a reason, guys. I know the offseason was great. When I look at this first 6 weeks, though, man, 3-3, I think, like, that should be your goal. Your goal should be to head into the bye with a record no worse than 500. Because coming out of the bye, Philly, the Rams, Cincy, the Giants again, that four-game stretch immediately coming out of the bye is nothing to sneeze at here. The way that I look at the Commander's schedule, right, if they can be 5-5 heading into this stretch of Cardinals, Titans, Texans, Falcons, there's your area, there's your opportunity, right, to be able to make up some ground. There's your opportunity to begin to kind of get back in the race, so to speak. This is how I'm looking at the schedule. As far as I'm concerned, this is how I look at it. If you are the Washington Commanders, you want to get out of that first stretch pre-bye no worse than 3-3, and then that four-game stretch post-bye, you want to get out of it no worse than 2-2, to where you're sitting at a situation where you're 5-5 going into this stretch of Arizona, Tennessee, Houston, Atlanta. four very winnable games for Washington simply based off of the quarterback position, simply based off of who you're going to have to see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here throughout the course of the night. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll reset things and get you back up to speed. The Commander's schedule set to drop in an hour and 11 minutes, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. We'll have the official schedule for the Washington Commanders. Before we get out of here tonight, I'll give you my pre-OTA's record prediction. I'll give you my favorite matchup on the schedule. And then we'll have a couple of guests stop by as well. A lot more to get to here on a Thursday night edition of Overtime. We continue next. This is The Fan, the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham, rocking out with you as we take you up to 10 o'clock here on a Thursday night edition of Overtime. NFL schedule set to be released in about an hour and 7 minutes. I cannot wait. Thanks to our pal Grant Paulson, the schedule Nostradamus. We got something to, you know, go by here for the next hour until we get the real deal. But, man, tonight is a night that should be filled with optimism. And I'm not going to, you know, try and Debbie Downer the whole show. I know I opened up the show a little negative. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of like, man, we won 7 games last year. Yeah, they revamped the hell out of the defense. Yeah, the quarterback's coming back healthy. But I don't know, man. There's a recency bias that I have when it comes to the burgundy and gold, man. Like, this schedule ain't this ain't a soft schedule. This is all I will continue to repeat. Now, if the quarterback plays at the level that we know he can play, and when I'm talking about the quarterback, I'm talking about the quarterback. Our Lord and Savior, Jaden Daniels. Kidding. But you know what I mean. Jesus, as we like to call him. If he plays well and returns to the 2024 Rookie of the Year form, then I think every game on your schedule is winnable. Because whenever he's playing at that level, you've got a shot, as you saw in 24, you've got a shot to beat anybody. The question is, will you get that version of Jaden Daniels? Just looking at the first 6 games before the bye, opening up with the Eagles, and that defense is tough. Like, I'm going to call a spade a spade. I ain't going to try to sugarcoat it. I ain't going to try to make it seem like it's easier than what it is. That's a tough matchup. One, from a personnel standpoint, what they have, and then two, Vic Fangio. I mean, just look, the last time we saw Jaden Daniels, though, versus the Philadelphia Eagles, was the NFC Championship game. And the time before that, it was him finding Jamison Crowder in the back of the end zone on a walk-off TD. So Jaden's had some success against that Vic Fangio defense, but it's different this time around. That worries me a little bit. The Dallas game in week 2, this defense has got to be ready to go. There can't be this ramp-up period for the defense, because right out the chute, you're facing a Super Bowl-caliber group. It's going to be fascinating. We're going to break it all down as we roll throughout the course of the program tonight. Washington Commanders' official 2026 schedule set to be released in about an hour and 5 minutes. NFL Network, ESPN, and us here at The Fan giving you wall-to-wall coverage of the 2026 NFL schedule release. We'll look at some of the other primetime games across the NFL as well as we roll throughout the course of tonight. But man, look, I'm warning you. I'm going to say some things tonight here that it's going to be a dose of reality. I'm going to tell it to you how a TI is, the only way that I know how. I got to keep it 8 more than 92. I'm not like some other fans that are going to go, 17-0, 12-13 wins. That's not what this group is going to be next year. When I look at this Commander schedule, the most important thing for them, health of the quarterback, health of the overall roster. If they're able to stay healthy throughout the course of next year, then maybe you can get to 9, 10, best case scenario, 11 wins. That's how I look at this group. 1-800-636-1067. Marcus wanting to chime in. Marcus, what's going on? What you got for us, Marcus?
How much? I'm going to take a page out your book, man. Keep it 8 more than 92.
Yes, sir.
I can give a damn who is on the schedule this year. My sentiments are, I understand we're trying to keep it, you know, we're trying to keep it real, trying to look at reality. But the same reasons that we're looking at these other teams as being scary or like you come into it a little bit shaky, I mean, that should be the same reason we should look at this team as to why we should see any team that they put on a schedule and give, you know, realistic reasons as to why we can beat these teams. Now, I'm not saying we're going 17-0, not saying we're going 16-1, 15-2. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm not scared of nobody that's on the schedule for that reason. You say if Jaden stays healthy, then we can do it. I mean, that's the case for everybody. If the Eagles defense stays healthy, if the Giants stay healthy, if the Cowboys defense don't fall apart again. I mean, I understand all of that, but I don't care what time you play them, what day you play them, what point in the season that you play them. Line them up and knock them down. That's all. That's how I feel about it.
Appreciate you dropping a dose of reality on us, Marcus. Appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. When we get back, let's do it for real. The official schedule does not come out for about another hour, as at 8 o'clock we'll officially see the special programming on NFL Network on ESPN. When we come back, though, I want to look at this mock schedule that we've got in front of us. VR pal Grant Nostradamus Paulson. He's got all 7 or all 18 weeks listed here on his X account. You can follow him at Grant Paulson. I am going to go through this mock schedule because, for the most part, I expect it to be pretty accurate. All these games have been leaked. Grant did a lot of hard work on this to put this together for us to use here tonight until we get the real schedule. So shout out to him for that. But when we come back, I want to break down the first 4 games of the season for the Washington Commanders, because it's not about, you know, how you start. It's about how you finish. But the start is damn important. The first 4 games of 2026 for the Commanders, I'll bring that to you next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, youngest in charge in the saddle, the hired gun for tonight. As we get you up to 10 o'clock, the Commander's schedule is set to release in exactly 57 minutes. We'll give you a wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL schedule release show as we move throughout the program here tonight. I'll be real, right? Like y'all know I wear it on my sleeve. Y'all know I keep it real. I'm nervous as hell about tonight. Like, I honestly am. And I got this mock schedule in front of me. But when the real schedule hit, man, it's going to hit different, man. I get nervous, and it's crazy because this is the time of year where, as fans, we're supposed to have the most optimism because we haven't really had any signs to show us, hey, this ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? That hadn't happened yet. But still, maybe it's the worry wart in me. Maybe it's the Scorpio in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have my doubts. I really do. So here's the thing. We're going to break down the mock schedule, the real schedule, the whole nine. I want to just address the first 6 weeks here, and we'll continue to take your calls, 1-800-636-1067. This is how we're going to treat the phones to start, because there's really nothing for you to call about until 8 o'clock when the schedule officially drops. So at that point, we'll take calls specific to the schedule. What we got right now is what I'm going to call Anna, right? Amigos once said, hello, I'm calling it Anna. Ask Nell anything. That's what we're doing for the first hour here. As far as the phones, any Commanders-related question, I got you at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. So we'll go ask Nell anything, and then we'll work through the first 6 weeks of the schedule, because on this mock schedule from our guy Grant Paulson, the Commanders currently slated for a Week 7 bye. That obviously yet to be confirmed yet. Mark is in Largo wanting to chime in. Mark, what's going on, man? Ask Nell anything.
Hey, well, Nell, I think it's fair to say this, and I think you know where I'm going with this. But I think this is very, very fair what I'm about to say, and I think they need to find this out. OTAs are going to be the last weekend in May, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. if by any means David Blau and Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are having this conversation, and David Blau says, we need to get a number two receiver in here. We need another one in here. With the schedule we have, we need to get one in here. Please don't hesitate.
But Mark, here's the thing. To their credit, right, because I agree with you, and they haven't hesitated in the past. They made it very clear. They made it very well known in year one, hey, we need a guy opposite Terry. Noah Brown was in here by week one, contributing in week two.
True.
Last year.
Right.
Last year, when they needed to bring a guy in, it took them a little while. So I'll give you that. So I hear what you're saying. But my thing is this, right? I think you're correct in terms of this timeline and how it should and how it should go, how ultimately will go. This is why I'm excited I'll get to be out there so I can give y'all the skinny. I know I ain't going to sugarcoat it now. If they're terrible, I'm going to tell you they're terrible. I'm eager. This is why OTAs are so important. I want to see the first depth charts. Because what you see on the first depth chart, you know it's not going to be what you see coming in the first day of camp. There's still a major competition happening right now within that building, in the weight room, how guys are doing in meetings, how the installs are going, all of that. So this is going to be a long, drawn-out process, I expect, for wide receiver. And I think it's going to take them at least through the mandatory minicamp to decide, you know what, we need another guy. I don't think you'll see a veteran brought in before training camp starts. No.
Well, here's the problem with that. And this is why I say, if I was Washington right now, why not go get Jerry Jeudy from Cleveland?
Why? We're not in the position, Mark. This is my thing. We're not in the position to be giving up any capital to go get anybody. That would be like even with Brian Thomas Jr. Like that's not something like I'm really willing to do because you got to see what you got with the group that you have, man.
Like, and that's fine. I will say this. With that schedule they have, all right. I'm gonna keep it a buck, and you and I know how this is. It's not gonna be no leeches for anybody this year. You and I both know that. I don't care how tough the schedule is or not. There's not gonna be no leeches for anybody. If we have a bad season, everybody's heads are on the roll.
It depends on how bad it gets, is what I was saying. Context matters. I appreciate the call as always, Mark. Whew. See, Mark is like opening up that can of worms, man. Because I'm like, dog, It's not that I'm scared, because you know what I say about people that are scared. If you're scared, go to church. I know a couple of houses of worship that'll welcome you with open arms. It's not that I'm scared. I just saw what last year was, and I'm glad that Mark brought up the wide receiver position. This is something I said last week that maybe fell upon some deaf ears if you haven't gotten the chance to catch my return to the local airwaves here. I think we're overblowing the need at wide receiver. I really do. I think we're overblowing what Washington has or doesn't have at wide receiver. I think everyone looks at Jayden Daniels' step back last year, and the number one thing you guys want to do is say, oh, it's because he didn't have any weapons. Oh, he had nobody to throw to. He's got to get better. I'm going to say what your favorite radio host is scared. He's got to get better. Last year was not an acceptable performance from Jayden Daniels. It wasn't. Even when he was healthy, he did not look like the guy we saw in 24. If that guy comes back with his head screwed on right and is sharp mentally and is getting the ball out on time and is focused and he trusts the guys on the perimeter, I expect things to go well. But if we see some of the bad habits created last year in terms of fading away while throwing, not getting the ball out at the top of the drop, bailing and running at a frequent rate, if that version of Jayden Daniels shows up in 2026, it doesn't matter who the hell is at wide receiver. So it's not me trying to be overly critical of JD5. I hold him to a certain standard because I saw what the kid was capable of. I know what he's got the potential to be. Last year, if you're going to try and blame the wide receivers for his step back, then I got news for you. You're biased. He's got to be better. The receivers have to be better. Everybody involved has to be better. When you're picking seventh in the damn NFL draft, there is nobody, and I mean nobody, that is free of blame and can't stand to get better. Doing a little Anna here right now in hour number one of OT. Ask Nell anything. related to the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. The official schedule was set to release in about 50 minutes, top of the 8 o'clock hour. When it does officially release, we'll go through it game by game. We'll get your record predictions, the whole nine. But right now, as we await the drop of the schedule, let's ask Linnell anything when it comes to the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. My main man, Kevin out in Arlington, wanting to check in. Kev, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Linnell. Thanks for taking my call. It's so good to have you back local, because when you were national, it was past my bedtime, brother. I'm an old man.
I appreciate you chiming in, my friend.
Yeah, so I want to go big picture, and I want to see, in asking you anything, if you think I'm framing this properly.
Mm-hmm.
This might take a minute. I'll try to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam comes in January of 2024, and it's very clear from the drop, we're going to be a draft and develop team. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. And if you look at that first year, we had 6 picks in the top 100. But before that, in free agency, we went out and got several players. Although we only got really 2 young, talented players like on their second contract, that being Chin and Luvu of the Panthers. We got all kinds of older players mm-hmm. for culture, et cetera. All right. Well, we know how the top 6 picks in the top 100 fared. We've got one stud, Daniels.
Yeah.
Okay? We're in year 2. If you look at that draft, we have, you know, some nice players, but to me, I think we only have one stud in that draft. That'd be Amos, the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We look at this draft.
I give Bill some credit there, Kevin. I think Bill, I'm very intrigued by year 2 of Bill.
All right, you know what? And he may prove it, I guess, but I know
I hear what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, so just the last thing. And so with this, we got Sonny. I know Sonny's a stud, and I'm hopeful about Williams. But, okay, if you're going to be a draft and develop team, you're going into year 3. Guess what? We haven't had any development with Kingsbury out the door and Witt out the door, with Daniels regressing, with all the young players regressing. So we're basically going into year 3 with the Rivera tax still there in terms of the roster construction. And we know we've got Daniels if he can get back to that 24 form and if he can stay healthy. But now, with the exception of Daniels, aren't we basically a team that's picking in the top 3 of the draft? So, about the schedule, I think the thing that concerns me most about what we did this offseason is we screwed up the center position by not signing the kid, no matter what it took, who had played in Baltimore. We let him go to the Raiders, the woeful Raiders. We let him go become Fernando's center and not Jaden's. And I worry in that first game against Philly, the interior O-line at left guard and center, it's a big question mark. And it's not just that first game.
It's the first three. It's the first month.
Good front.
It's the first month.
Yes. So bringing it now back to the schedule.
Yeah.
So this is my concern. I think we're basically a rebuilding team that's kind of like back at square one, except, and this is the biggest thing, we've got a quarterback. What do you think about
it? I think it's a fascinating take, Kevin. I'll answer it off air. I appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your evening,
man.
Wow, that was a lot. So Kevin's premise is he ultimately doesn't like the current state of the roster as we get geared up for 26. And I know there are a lot of people out there that feel that way. He mentioned some specific in-division matchups that are going to be tough. Like, yeah, like that interior. I'm glad that Kevin brought it up. That interior of this offensive line is going to be tested right out the chute. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark. That's just in the first 2 weeks. Leonard Williams. You know what I'm saying? DeForest Buckner. Like, you're going to get it in the first couple of weeks. So, yeah, that is something to definitely take note of. Here is what I would say specific to the center position. I think there's going to be real competition between Nick Allegretti and Matt Golden. I don't know who's going to win the job. Whoever wins the job, though, I think whether it's Golden or Allegretti, you're looking at a position group, talking about center, that's average to below average. But when you look at the rest of the offensive line, that's the thing. You're not going to have five studs along your offensive line. This ain't the Hogs, damn it, right? You have an all-pro left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. You got a fringe pro bowler at the guard spot in Chris Paul, a guy that's a perennial pro bowler in Cosme. And the dude that I expect to make the biggest leap from year one to year two out of the Commanders' 2025 draft class is Josh Connerly. All we're waiting for with Connerly is for him to get a little bricks in the britches, get a little stronger down below the belt. If that happens and he improves his ability to anchor against power, the footwork is there. The feet are there. For him, it's all about strength and conditioning. Ask Nell anything is what we're doing here at 1-800-636-1067. The Commander's schedule, the official schedule, set to drop in about 45 minutes. We'll get you wall-to-wall coverage of that as it becomes available to us. We do have a mock schedule here in front of us, though. VR guy Grant Paulson did a lot of hard work throughout the course of the day, putting together all the leaks to bring us a mock schedule. We will compare the mock schedule to the real schedule when the real one drops. But when we come back and as we roll throughout this opening hour, we're going to look at the first 6 weeks of the season. You have to come out of the first 6 weeks 3-3. If you don't, it could be an uphill climb right off the rip. We'll continue to take your calls next.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got two massive drops happening tonight. Coming up in about 39 minutes, you will get the 2026 Washington Commanders schedule for the upcoming NFL season. Super duper excited for that. And then at about midnight, we get one of the most highly anticipated hip-hop drops in the past 3-4 years as we get Iceman by the boy, Aubrey Drake Graham. I know a lot of you out there have decided to boycott Drake because it was the popular thing to do in the midst of that Kendrick Lamar beef. Stay your ass over there is all I'm going to say. When this album drops tonight and it's all that you hear for the next several months, I don't want to hear anything about that lying-ass Kendrick Lamar. Now that I'm off my soapbox with that, let's get into this. 1-800-636-1067. Commander's schedule is set to release in about a half hour, like I've mentioned. We have a mock schedule here by way of our guy, Grant Nostradamus Paulson, doing a good job following the leaks throughout the course of the day. I want to look at the first 6 weeks of this schedule, and I believe this schedule to be all but right. The only thing that may be off is the time for some of these, but I do believe the order is correct. We're going to move under that assumption. The first 6 weeks of this season for the Washington Commanders, the first 10 weeks of the season for the Washington Commanders is brutal. It's brutal. We're going to go through some of these games, and I'll tell you what their record needs to be at the bye to stay on pace to make the postseason in the NFC by way of winning the East or becoming a wild card. But as we weave throughout this mock schedule and the real schedule tonight, little ANA, ask Nell anything. Ask me anything you please, anything you want regarding the old Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Danny is in Maryland wanting to chime in. Danny, what's going on, pal?
Hey, what's up, brother? I just wanted to, you know, this is kind of off kilt, but I kind of like the quarterback. I don't even know how to say his name. Is it Ethan? The guy they drafted?
I still don't know how to say his name, brother. Look.
I can't say his name in my life, you know. But when I watched his play, though, I really liked this kid.
He was a decent college kid is what I would say. I just didn't. I was surprised that they went his route, Danny, because he doesn't really fit the mold of what they're looking for. But I guess we don't know what they're looking for because this is a brand new offense.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that way, too. I just feel like, you know, his height and everything. I don't know. I could be off, you know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes maybe you just find a diamond in the rough. I don't know.
For sure.
I was just kind of hoping that he might, you know, in case something happens. And
well, if he has to play, I'll tell you this, Danny. If we see Washington's seventh-round pick at all this year, all hell is broke loose. If he plays at all hell is broke loose. That means the season has gone totally awry. That means you've gone through Jaden and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't see him. But outside of that, man, anything? What is your like biggest question? I guess facing this group right now, as the schedule comes out here in about a half hour.
Oh God, man. I mean, I've always felt like this, you know, I really, to be honest with you, Jaden Daniels, I mean, everything's on these receivers. I just really would like to have a big front line, a big front offensive line. I know it's a lot to ask for. It's a Christmas present, but, you know, back in the day when we had the Hogs, I go back to them eras.
It's a good group, like, man. And I think there's plenty of reason to be optimistic about the offense, and that offensive line is a big reason why, Danny. I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother. I'm glad he brought up the offensive line. And we talked about him briefly in the last segment as we had our guy, Kevin in Arlington, ask, you know, what are they doing at center? How are they going to handle the center spot? Especially when you consider who you have to face in the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. Let's actually do that. Let's go look at the mock schedule from our guy, Grant Nostradamus Paulson. Official schedule set to drop in about 35 minutes. And we'll get you, you know, all of the dates and times as we roll throughout this thing. But let's go back to week one. On the road against Philadelphia, 4:25 kick. That game is tough because of what you have at center. It's going to be a tremendous first test for either rookie Matt Golden or Nick Allegretti. Or maybe we see Brandon Coleman get some reps at center. I know that's been something that's been, you know, rumored around the water cooler. But that game's going to be tough. You face Philly in week one. You're at Dallas in week two. You're home for Seattle in week three. You travel to London in week four against the Colts. You're home in week five against the Giants. And then you're on the road on Monday Night Football in week six against the 49ers. Then you have a week seven bye. In order for the Commanders, to me, to stay on track, to stay on schedule in terms of making the postseason, whether it's winning the East or making a wild card, right? You must leave the first 6 weeks of the season at least 3-3. At least 3-3. If you could go into your bye at 500, you're in good shape. Here is why. Your first four games out of the bye, tough. Home for Philly on Sunday Night Football, week eight, post bye. You host the LA Rams at 1 o'clock. You're at the New York Giants on a short week in week 10. And then you have like a mini bye before you take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. If you can go 2-2 during that stretch, you would then be what, guys? 5-5 heading into the week 12 game against the Arizona Cardinals. And then you have this stretch. If you can make it to 5-5 coming out of that Bengals game, you have this stretch of at Arizona, at Tennessee, Houston, Atlanta, at Minnesota, at Jacksonville, home for Dallas to finish. I just want to look at it in quarters, right? At Arizona, at Tennessee, home for Houston, home for Atlanta. Say you go 3-1 during that stretch, right? You're then sitting at, what, 8-6 going into your final three games of the season. Like, that's a good spot to be in. That's how it's going to have to work. Like, this schedule for Washington is very front-loaded, which honestly could be a good thing. Honestly, it could end up being a good thing. The number one thing that I continue to say that Washington has to their advantage, and the number one thing that's most important here is going to help them out here early on. No one knows what you want to be. Two new coordinators, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Blau's never called plays before. I think, as far as the offense is concerned, they have a real advantage relative to the defense. The defense, we've seen Durante Jones run Brian Flores' scheme. He hadn't called the plays, but we've seen an iteration of the scheme in Minnesota. I don't think anyone – we can pretend, and your favorite podcasters and pundits can pretend they know all they want. Unless you're in that huddle, unless you're out there boots on the ground May 26th when these OTAs open up, you're not going to know exactly what to expect offensively. And I think that's a good thing. 1-800-636-1067. If you're just now joining us, Commander's schedule drops in about a half hour on ESPN NFL Network. We will break down each and every game and give you an official record prediction before we get out of here. Mind you, here's how I like to do my record predictions. I got a pre-OTA prediction. Then I got a post-mandatory minicamp prediction. And then I'll give you a final record prediction after training camp ends. Because there are still a lot of data points that exist to figure out what the answers to the tests are, what this group is ultimately going to be. But I think when you look at the first 10 weeks, you can come out of it 5-5. You're in a really good spot as you get geared up for Arizona, Tennessee, Houston, Atlanta, four very winnable games. You can win all four of those games, as far as I'm concerned. But I think if you're the Commanders and you're a Commanders fan out there, this schedule is front-loaded, and right away, we're going to find out what this defense that's been totally revamped, we're going to find out what they're made of. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can ask me anything on the phones related to the Commanders as we get you warmed up for the official schedule release of the Washington Commanders. That comes your way in a half hour on ESPN and on NFL Network. We'll give you wall-to-wall coverage here on The Fan tonight as well. Before we get to the schedule, though, it's Ask Linnell Anything that continues with a guy, Austin, wanting to chime in. Austin, welcome in, brother. Austin.
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's up, pal?
Hey, I think that we got a little bit of a situation here with this team. We know the constants, which is if Jaden Daniels is healthy, we're gonna be competitive. But with all the defensive additions to this team, I don't know what we're gonna be. I mean, if we can keep teams under 20 points, then we might be a force to be reckoned with, you know. And we got a decent offensive line. We got the only part of the team that I'm a little worried about is the secondary. You know,
yeah,
like
I agree.
Amik is a question mark. You know, Amos is coming off a serious injury, and you know, this team could be really, really good, but we really don't know. We got an offensive coordinator that we don't know much about. We got a defensive coordinator that just came in here, and I mean, if you look at the bright side, it could be great. If you look at how it could not come together, it could not be great. So it's a real question mark with this team. We could be, you know, a dark horse. We also could be, you know, bottom of the league.
Yeah, look, I think you're spot on. You make me nervous, brother, but I appreciate the call. This is a tough time of year. 1-800-636-1067. This is just hard as a real diehard fan of this group, because like the fan in me, there's always, you know, renewed optimism whenever you get to a new season. But maybe I have SLS, what I like to call it, scorn lover syndrome. How good I felt going into last year, coming off of the NFC Championship game with a clearly more easy schedule. And what happened? We ended up picking seventh. So, excuse me for having a little bit of doubt at this point. But like I said, the way I like to do the schedule and predictions, right? I'll give you a record prediction tonight. Then I'll give you a record prediction once they break for the summer, right after mandatory minicamp, right? Then I'll give you a record prediction post-training camp, and that's going to be the one that I really stick with concretely. My boy writes it down in his notes every year, man, whenever I give him an official record prediction. So I'm excited about that, man. It's a time where we all should be excited. It's a time where we all should have optimism. But some of us out there are a little bit more real about this group than others. Some of us out there have been injected with a dose of reality over the past several years. So like I said, I'm optimistic, I'm hopeful, just like you all are. But excuse me for being a little bit cautious to just jump back on the bandwagon and think that this is a group that for sure is going to make the postseason. Speaking of making the postseason, I think it's time. What are your expectations for the 26 Washington Commanders? We've watched the draft come and go. We have watched free agency come and go. We'll get the official schedule coming up in 26 minutes. But as we roll throughout this 7 o'clock hour, can we get your expectations on the Washington Commanders at 1-800-636-1067. You can also ask Nell anything related to the Burgundy and Gold as we get you warmed up for the official schedule release in about 25 minutes. Bobby was in Virginia. Now he's gone. We'll be back next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And on a Thursday night edition of Overtime, NFL schedule release coming up in about 20 minutes. And I know some of you have probably seen the little leak and rumor that I've seen. The official schedule is out. We will not address it, though, until 8 o'clock. So hold your horses on that. But I'll just say this. Comparing Nostradamus Paulson, his mock schedule to the real schedule, he's spot on. So we've already had the schedule. I continue to say it, though, man. That first stretch of games for Washington is daunting, to say the least. It ain't going to be easy. May not be pretty. But at the end of the day, like I keep saying, if they can come out of the first 10 weeks, if they come out of the first 10 weeks 5-5 ahead of their stretch of, against Tennessee, Arizona, Atlanta, etc., they'll be fine. So we are seeing schedule releases on Twitter from the team sites, and the Chargers wasting no time trolling Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel and former NFL reporter Diana Russini in their schedule release. So hot damn. I don't feel bad for them. I don't, if I'm being honest here. Let's go to Carlos. Wants to chime in. Carlos, what's going on, man? Ask me anything.
Hey, man, listen, I love the schedule, you know. Listen, the same way that we think about the Cowboys, I feel like that's the same way the Cowboys are thinking about us, how we revamped our defense. You know, look at the video of Cowboys fans being upset that we got Sonny Styles and that they didn't get Sonny Styles. Yeah, they should be happy that they got Caleb Williams. But honestly, I think the division is open for grabs for anyone, maybe except for the Giants, because look, the Eagles lost almost everyone as well. So that's my take on it. I think we have a chance. You know, 49ers, they're probably going to get injured a lot. Seahawks, we don't know if Sam Darnold's going to be the Sam Darnold, and they lost their running back. You know, the Rams are always going to be the Rams, but hell, even the Bengals' defense still sucks. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty dang good. The only complaint that I have is, why do we always have to play the Cowboys last? And it's at home.
We play them in week two.
Yeah, we play them in week two, but that's at Jerry World. Like, give me a game where I know that I'm going to have a chance for you to mean something.
So here's my thing. I'll look at this from a glass half full perspective. That end of season game, knowing the expectations of both of these two teams, that end of season game should have postseason implications on it. So you'd rather be home than away in that situation, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So there we
without
go.
Without a doubt. And we are. But like you said in the beginning, there's a reason why we picked seventh overall, you know?
Right.
And I hope that we can stay healthy, and I hope that we can play playoff football, and I hope that we can go far with this team, and Dan Quinn would trust. And Brian Peters, we trust. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep, appreciate you, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. NFL schedule release coming your way momentarily. It's already been leaked. It's already been leaked by the old Washington Commanders. We will go through the Commanders schedule game by game. I'll get you an official prediction, and we'll let you all chime in with your expectations and record prediction at 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on a Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham rocking out with you as we take you up to 10 o'clock. To get our pal Kevin Sheehan on the horn coming up in about 45 minutes or so as we react to the schedule for the Washington Commanders, man. It is officially scheduled release day. The team on its X account has officially released the schedule. Lines up perfectly with what our guy Nostradamus Paulson was predicting, so shout out to GP. We'll continue Ask Linnell Anything as we roll throughout this final segment of the hour. As we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to go through each game, game by game. We've already kind of broke down the first half of the schedule in the opening hour of the show. But before we get out of here, I'll get you an official record prediction. And here's, if you're just joining us, how I do my record predictions. I'll give you one as the schedule releases. I'll give you another record prediction once they break for the summer for training camp. And then after training camp concludes, I'll give you my final record prediction. 1-800-636-1067. Whew, can you hear the life being sucked out of me as I really become one with the schedule? It's daunting. It's daunting, and we should have expected that. Joe is in Maryland. What's going on, Joe?
Bro, man, let me say this to you. I hear about what they talk about, the toughness of the schedule. The way to beat a bully is hit him in the mouth first. And we're going to get all these people first before they get themselves together. So
I think that's a good point. Seeing, having, and I think that's a hell of a point, Joe, and I want to double-click on that. It is a front-loaded schedule, as kind of you're alluding to. The toughest games are within the first 10 weeks.
Right.
And those teams at that point, to your point, Joe, I think it's an excellent point. They probably aren't playing their best football at that point. So maybe you sneak up on somebody. I think that's a good point.
Right.
Got to have faith. Appreciate you as always, Joe. 1-800-636-1067. So I keep referencing the first 10 weeks, and we're going to continue to reference the first 10 weeks, so get used to it. That's where the schedule, or the season rather, is going to be won and lost within the first 10 weeks of the season. How do they handle it? How do they handle it? The thing that's most important to me, because of how daunting the early schedule is, you can't have a cupcake-ass training camp the way that you did last year with all these veteran rest days and so on and so forth. I need banging going on during training camp. I need pads popping. I need guys really breaking a sweat. I need guys really preparing for what this long grind is going to be. Because here's the thing. If you're a good team, you know the grind is a lot more than 18 weeks. If you're a team like Washington, you got to be prepared to take this thing 19, 20 weeks. That preparation starts now. Voluntary OTAs, mandatory mini camp, training camp, joint practices, preseason game. That's the other thing. It was more so like the training camp practices themselves. I don't know. I'm not going to. Revisionist history goes back and says they were soft practices. But I think the bigger issue that I had was through three preseason games, we saw the starters once. That can't happen this time around. The other thing that I think significantly hampered Washington's start to the year and how the year went, period, was in year one under Dan Quinn, right? You had two joint practice sessions. You took a trip to New Jersey to take on the Jets, and then you took a trip to South Beach to scrimmage against the Dolphins. Last year, you only got one joint practice session, albeit against the AFC champions, New England Patriots. That canceled joint practice work with Baltimore, I think, impacted their start to the season. I think impacted how they prepared, without a shadow of a doubt. This time around, though, we have one confirmed joint practice right now. One confirmed, and it's week one, ahead of the week one preseason game, rather, and it's against the Miami Dolphins. And that will be here, as they are going to travel here for that game. So it is all fascinating here, man. It is all fascinating here, man, when it comes to this team. My thing is, like, it all comes back to the quarterback. The quarterback's got to take a step forward. The quarterback's got to revert to 2024 form. And then this defense has got to step up and make the offseason additions that were made, have to make them worthwhile. I want to see Odafe Oweh getting after the quarterback. I want to see Leo Chenal running sideline to sideline. I want to see Amik Robertson sticking his nose in there on toss crack plays, taking on pulling offensive linemen. Like, there's an attitude and a nastiness and a swagger that this Commanders defense has to have if they're going to live up to expectations during the 2026 campaign. And look, when you're as terrible as Washington was defensively last year, guess what? There is nowhere to go but up. Bottom line. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I was going to say 1067 is the schedule. We have the schedule coming up for you here on 1067 The Fan. Officially dropping in about 4 minutes. The NFL Network and ESPN extravaganza getting ready to start. As well, we'll open up the phone lines for you at 1-800-636-1067. Your expectations for the 2026 Commanders, and then take a stab at it, man. Your first record prediction for the Burgundy and Gold. 1-800-636-1067. We're going to break down the schedule in fourths as we roll throughout this 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll go through the first 4 weeks coming up immediately on the other side of the break. We'll go through the second quadrant of games in the second segment of the hour, and so on and so forth. Kevin Sheehan, we're going to effort to get him on the line coming up here as we ease our way into the 9 o'clock hour. So buckle up, man. Wall-to-wall coverage of the 2026 schedule release coming your way right now. We now know. We knew the opponents. We now know the dates and times in which the Commanders are going to face them. We'll go through the first month of a highly anticipated 2026 NFL season next.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.